County commissioners say bicyclists will get their own lanes on Skyliners Road, but they will not be 8 feet wide as some had requested. The bulletin reports that road officials with the state, county, and federal agencies say 8-foot lanes are unnecessary. They support lanes that are 6 feet wide. The overhaul of Skyliners Road begins next year. The Federal Highway Administration will pay for the $9 million reconstruction project, but they would not pay for 8-foot bike lanes. The Redmond Proficiency Academy is looking for a permanent replacement for former director Michael Bremont. Bremont resigned this last weekend following charges of sexual abuse of a female student. Patrick McKelvey is chairman of the school's board.
We've officially accepted Mr. Bremont's resignation, so that's come to a close. And so he's no longer being compensated, of course, which I know is a question many people had moving forward after the allegations and everything were raised. So that's been successfully accepted and completed. And then moving forward, we are beginning our process, we being the board, to search for a permanent director.
Interim director John Bullock says he would be open to the job, but wants to make sure the staff wants him. The board is currently asking staff whether they'd prefer Dr. Bullock or someone else. They hope to name someone to the post by mid-April. Well, it's one of the most watched political races in Oregon. Former State Representative Tim Knope challenging incumbent State Senator Chris Telfer in the Republican primary. Their first debate was March 13th, right here on News Talk 1110 KBND. Tonight, the two face off on Talk of the Town. Executive producer Jamie Christman says they still have a little bit of room left if you'd like to see that live exchange.
And why do you think this race is getting so much attention?
I think that Mr. Knope putting his hat in the ring at the last minute surprised a lot of people. And I believe that when you look at two people running in the same party affiliation, most people want to find out why that is and what the distinctions are.
Tonight's taping is at 5:30 at the Shiloh Inn here in Bend. You RSVP at talk@benbroadband.com. Now, the debate will run on COTV Channel 11 starting Monday, April 2nd at 6 and again at 11 p.m. By the way, you can access the original 1110 KBND debate at our website, kbnd.com. Federal hunters and trappers have killed the last of the cougars sighted recently in and around a sister subdivision near Aspen Lakes Golf Course. Three juvenile cats that showed no fear of humans were eliminated several days ago. An article in the bulletin says the mother cat and another juvenile were taken down last Thursday. Officials say they were spotted hunting in a residential neighborhood. The juveniles were all described as good-sized animals between 18 and 20 months old, weighing in at about 90 pounds each. Well, it's spring break time across Oregon, and that means that local businesses and restaurants should be filled this week with tourists. Chuck Arnold with the Downtown Bend Business Association says it's pretty slow in the winter for local shops and restaurants, and this week marks the time when things start to turn around.
Well, it's really a kickoff for us when the spring break starts and people start coming out again, where the weather's getting nicer. I mean, you have to really remember that the retail and restaurant economy in Central Oregon, kind of our whole economy as far as tourism and just overall activity, really slows down in the winter. So this is the very beginning of things starting to kick off into our vibrant summer season.
Arnold says Bend should be busy, as many ski clubs have already booked trips for March. He says, more importantly, there's now a number of indicators that look positive. He says the 200 retailers and restaurants in downtown Bend are seeing modest but sustainable growth. The U.S. Supreme Court is expected to decide early this summer whether the Affordable Health Care Act is constitutional. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer has local reaction.
OSU Cascades constitutional scholar Jim Foster says conventional wisdom expects the high court to uphold the law.
If you look at the precedents that trace all the way back to the early New Deal and the 1930s, basically creating fairly expansive reading of congressional commerce powers under Article 1, both the precedents and the votes look like it's going to be upheld. Now, of course, that could all change. I mean, Anthony Kennedy is the person in the hot seat here. He is the swing vote on a very narrowly divided court.
The justices will hear oral arguments for the next couple of days and are expected to rule in late June or early July. The court could rule that the whole legislation is unconstitutional or just parts of it. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110. KBND.
A survey conducted by a noted travel website shows Portland is one of the nation's top cities for cycling. The Sherman's Travel Survey of cities with 100,000 or more populations says Portland is seventh on the list. Austin, Boston, and Chicago lead the pack. The survey notes